As we wrap up our coverage, we have our McCall Monument Monumental Player of the Game. He's been a big part of this winning stretch here for the Dutch. It's Jack McGuire joining us after a 26-point performance. And, Jack, these last couple of weeks, much better basketball after a tough start to this portion of the calendar year. What are the things that have been working a little bit better that have kept you not only in close games with a good team like DCG, but getting some wins in the column again?
I feel like we've installed a little bit of confidence in the guys on the bench, and they've been coming in hitting big shots and coming in crucial moments and doing what they do best. And I feel like with the improvement on rebounding and defensive end improving every week, that's also played a big role in the winning streak we got into and the amount of close games we've had.
Well, it feels like another key area has just been cutting down on turnovers. And Coach Schulte's philosophy is to share the basketball, have that assist-to-turnover ratio be positive, and I'm sure it's been a lot closer to that these last couple of weeks. What offensively have you been able to do to get a little more flow and rhythm and not give the other team so many chances?
We've just been working on our execution of the plays at practice. That was what was bad at earlier in the season. We weren't executing very well, but after we practiced a little more and we got a little bit better at our plays, it's definitely showed in the game, and we've been able to score a high number at a high volume.
Well, and not only that, it's obviously translated, too, with some better defense as well, in particular in that third quarter where you were able to create some offense off of the defense. How critical is it to continue to improve defensively, especially against teams like Des Moines Christian, DCG, and others that you know are going to have some chances to score? And how exciting is it to know that you're still not even at your best yet and that there's more improvement that can be made?
It's very exciting with the potential that I see at practice every day. We are not our best yet, but we're working for every day, and I'm just excited to see that one game where we just explode and show everybody who we really are.
Here at Jack McGuire, following a 26-point performance over Des Moines Christian, non-conference action moves Pella to 8-5 overall. And obviously your play has taken a step up too. Obviously last year you were called on in a lot of big moments, but there were some seniors that kind of, you know, had some leadership roles. It feels like you're having to embrace that leadership role a little bit more. How have you grown not only as a player but as a person to take on that challenge, knowing again that there are, you know, still some things to improve on and that this team does need some leadership to keep building?
I took it as we're all a team. We got to win this together. If we want to make it to state championship or state like we did last year, we got to start working together better as a team. And we all have the same goal in mind, and I feel like we just keep working. We keep building that chemistry. We keep working together on the court like how we do. I feel like we can get there.
Well, and I think what's been so exciting about that, and you alluded to it in your first answer, was the bench and the depth of this team has really allowed it to kind of take, you know, A, gives you guys some breaks in between and not have a drop-off in play. But it feels like early on, having 10 or 11 in the shuffle kind of would rattle some cages. Now it feels like there's a little bit more flow to where Coach Schulte wants that rotation. Have you felt that on the floor, too, where now there's better mixes of those five guys or those 11 guys that really are maximizing those minutes?
Oh, yeah, the rotations have been better. I'm really happy with how it's been. Like I said, the bench guys have been playing amazing. They get better every week, and it's exciting to watch them. Our goal is to get the other guys on the bench in the game. We wish we could have did that tonight, but next game we got it.
Well, yeah, and obviously some big games here coming up yet, and a really critical stretch for this team at 8-5. A first round, or a number one seed doesn't feel like it's super possible, but a lot of games here that you can build your resume in the postseason and give yourself the best chance to get back to that state tournament. What are the things that you do need to continue to improve on, though, knowing that, again, we're past the halfway point of the season, you've got some really good competition coming up these next couple of games to get you better? What are those little things you're looking for to say, hey, we're going to make a huge stretch run in February?
Like you said, the turnovers, we need to cut those down a little bit. And also on the defensive end, we need to stop fouling so much and just move our feet. We have a lot of games where we have a lot of guys in foul trouble, and I feel like we cut that down, eliminates free throws, and then, yeah, we just ultimately play better defense if we just move our feet.
Well, you get to see Norwalk again. They'll be back at this gym. It was a game where you had some control until about halfway through the third quarter, and they started to pull away late. Obviously, an up-and-down team right now. It's not maybe the Warriors team where they've had the born players the last couple of years that have really made them special, but a really tough test, obviously, in this conference. It usually is every night. How critical is it to keep some momentum going now, knowing you've got some really big games even next week?
It's really important. Like you said, we have a tough schedule to end the year and end the regular season, so we got to keep moving forward. We got to keep that momentum. We have to keep high energy. We have to stay healthy. We had a couple guys gone last week, but that will take care of it. We just got to keep doing what we do best and just keep coming hard at practice and keep working.
The one and only Jack McGuire, 26 points to help the Dutch defeat Des Moines Christian 74-64. Jack, always a pleasure to get you up here and get you a chance to talk to you. Obviously a pleasure to watch you play. Let's go get the Warriors on Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.